Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
8:22, Roo. I say congratulations to you and the club. You've got your man, you've got your brand new coach, Matthew Nix, and I know it was a very, very stringent process you went through.
Took a while, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
But we've had a fair bit on our plates at the footy club, but you got to make sure you get it right, and you got to you got to do your research, because once you've got them, you've got them. And we're very, very happy with who we have.
Well, he comes very highly credentialed. Matthew Nix, good morning. Welcome to Triple M.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. And congratulations as well. What was the process like for you? How many? Because, you know, we haven't sort of grilled Roo on this too much. I know a lot of it's very private.
You've grilled him every day.
How many interviews were there? How many meetings did you have to go through to get the job, Matthew?
There are a number. It started sort of during that finals period just as a phone conversation. And then obviously the club were professional and respected the fact that we were still going with the Giants. And then we began chatting after the grand final, and came across for a few presentations, a number of catch-ups. But right throughout the process, the more that we caught up and the more that we were able to get together and just share thoughts and ideas on footy, the more it became apparent that, like, this is going to work, that I was the right coach. I felt like I'm ready to coach probably the last couple of years. It was just the right opportunity to come along. And the more I found out about the Adelaide Footy Club and what was really going on inside, the more I wanted the job.
Can I ask you about your background, where you've been? Obviously, we know that you were here with Port Adelaide previously. You've been with GWS and got to a grand final. Is it the time you spent at the Sydney Swans that's perhaps the most important part of your background? We know about the magnificent culture that Paul Roos and your former captain, Stuart Maxfield, put in place, and we hear so much about it. Has that been the biggest influence on your football life?
Yeah, well, it has. And it's probably not just my football life. It's my life. It's actually who I am. So, it shaped, what sort of person I am, both on and off the footy field. So I was lucky to play, at an organisation where we had a group of players who, at a point, just got sick of finishing third, fourth, sixth, just making the finals. I think we made the finals 8 out of 11 years, but probably halfway through around sort of the 99-2000, we made a decision that we needed to go to another level. So how are we going to do that? And what we basically did, we got as many good people around the club as we could. I think the wording was slightly different around the time. It was a no dickheads policy that we employed. Basically what it was, is let's get people around the organisation that prioritise others. So I'm working with players like Stuart Maxfield, Brett Kerr, Jude Bolton, Jerry McVeigh, these sort of players. And results came off the back of that. We were able to win games of footy, and in 2005 it all came together and we won the flag. Now, I didn't play in that game. I retired in August and I was injured. So I didn't quite get up for it, which was disappointing in the end. But what I learned from that experience, I've taken through with me through coaching at Port Adelaide. I even coached a number of junior sides before I got that role at Port Adelaide, working with some kids at Scotch College and in the Sydney Footy League. So I continue to work in that style of coaching.
Roo said earlier this morning to me when we were talking about this that perhaps relationships and the type of people, you mentioned the no dickhead policy, but the types of people you get at a club might be more important for the Crows right now than what your actual game plan is. That if you get the right people in place, the other things, the game plan and the wins will come.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's definitely the priority. When you talk game plans, a lot of clubs have a very similar game plan. There's tactics within that, and there's small tweaks and, there's stuff you work on as a group. But ultimately, when you look at the teams that are having success, and this is not only in AFL, this is across the board, across the world, the teams that are at their top and they're consistent are the teams that have the players that are all playing for each other. And I have a huge respect for Richmond, who are the current title holders or the current premiers. They've shown that what they've been able to do by getting the right people around the club, not only players, but administration, they're led from the top. They've got the right people. Their priorities are right. Their performance level jumps another 5%, and they're able to win those big games.
What would you say to the fans, and again, I'm only hearing what people have been saying over the last few weeks, that the Crows have made a lot of list changes. There's been a fair bit happening in this trade period, and you weren't involved in that. Is that an issue? Is that a problem?
No, not none whatsoever. Whilst a lot of these changes were being made, we were in discussions as part of the process of selecting a new coach. So I was lucky enough to, I guess, be sitting there giving some thoughts and ideas on how I saw the future. And we were able to talk through that and check whether that aligned. Now, I have no doubt that did align throughout the process, and the decision was made in the end. I'll get an opportunity now to sit down with the list managers and get an even stronger understanding. But we are on the same page as far as where we need to take the list. We're going to lose some experience, this year going into next year. And what happens when you lose experience? You know, your consistency can drop a little because you get younger players who step up and get an opportunity. But it's a really exciting time to see some of the players that are going to get an opportunity over the next 12 or 24 months. You know, Chase Jones and McHenry, and you know, some of these footballers are just chomping at the bit to get an opportunity, and it's going to be a really exciting time for the club and our supporters.
Well, great stuff, Matthew. I know for a fact that Roo's had messages from a lot of people saying that you've definitely got the right person, so it's great feedback from people that you've worked with previously, so I know the Crows are very happy, very excited. Now, on Sunday, we try to be a team here as well, and on Sunday, I actually contacted Roo and said I might drop in.
And I got
he said, no, don't come around. I said to my wife, I said, that was a bit rude, a bit bloody harsh.
Are you sure?
I said, well, no, I'll just call in. He said, no, don't. I said, oh, shit, right.
Won't be a good idea.
And now I know that obviously there was a barbecue at Roo's place. I mean, I wouldn't have said anything, Roo. I wouldn't have.
No, you know, of course you wouldn't have.
Crikey.
No.
Now, Nixie, I'm interested to know that you've gone around there and you've met the six kids and you've sat there and you still wanted the job because they are mad. I can tell you, you've got to deal with them for the next few years as well.
Well, you know what it gave me, Dix? It gave me a reality check on what I've got. We've got three under five,
yeah.
And I thought we were doing it tough, but my Lord.
Nah. All good, mate. Well done, Nixie. Congratulations, and good luck in the future as coach of the Adelaide Crows, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, guys.
Good
Appreciate
on you. Well done, Matthew Nix. And as I said, I'm not divulging too much, but you have had people say to you, you've got the right bloke here, and I know you're pretty excited about it.
People from Port Adelaide, Dits, who know him very, very closely. So Hopefully we have. Time will tell.
Yep. Roo and Dits here on Triple M.
Metro.
Don't miss a minute of Roo and Dits for breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.